exhibit kindness and love even toward your enemies instead of seeking external indicators to prove that you're successful. William Shakespeare speaks of the first treasure in The Merchant of Venice. Quote, "The quality of mercy is not strained, it droppeth as the gentle rain from heaven. But mercy is above this sceptered sway. It is enthroned in the hearts of kings." Unquote. The great playwright then reminds us with his next lines why Lao Tzu made mercy the top priority of the three treasures. Quote, "It is an attribute to God himself, and earthly power doth then show like as God's, when mercy seasons justice." Unquote. Mercy, compassion, and kindness are all attributes of God and the Tao. Lao Tzu saw this truth many centuries before Shakespeare did. Secondly, the second treasure is frugality, or what was referred to in other translations as economy, moderation, thrift, or simplicity. Now, frugality and moderation don't generally spring to mind when those at the pinnacle of achievement are described. However, according to Lao Tzu, being satisfied with less rather than more results in great generosity. So be willing to take only what you need and don't accumulate or hoard. The less attached you are to your stuff, the easier it is to be generous. The more you cling to it, the more you feel you need, and the less concerned you are with the welfare of others. The third treasure necessary for a successful life is called humility, which other translations refer to as not presuming to be above nature, daring not to be ahead of others, and not always trying to be number one. From this quality, Lao Tzu reminds us, comes true leadership that radiates Tao energy. Often, our perceptions of strength, power, and triumph is influenced by the yang masculine qualities of arrogance, loftiness, and self-importance. So when you change the way you think about enlightened leadership, you can discover what genuinely successful people have learned before you. That is, that we're all instruments for Tao or God, or whatever you call the energy that writes the books, delivers the speeches, makes the life-saving discoveries, and so on. Humility is akin to surrendering to a force greater than your ego, giving credit to that source, and being grateful for any wisdom and influence that's given to you by that power. Be humble, stay low, and be a generous, grateful leader. Here are some ways to apply these three treasures to your daily life. Live in harmony with the myriad manifestations of the Tao. The key to living in harmony is compassion and mercy. You're not in competition with anyone, so don't feel as if you must defeat another person or compare yourself on any level. Extend mercy and compassion toward every form of life, including yourself. When you radiate love and respect for all, you'll be aligned with the Tao, which will protect you as if you were a baby in the arms of a loving mother. And see the strengths of simplicity and humility in those whom you may have previously judged to be weak or ineffective leaders. Those who practice frugality and refuse to hoard or engage in conspicuous consumption deserve to be viewed as strong examples of how to guide others, whereas those who speak and act forcefully while stockpiling more and more goods are not in harmony with the Tao. Moreover, such individuals' actions tend to contribute to more dissension, and as Lao Tzu reminds us here, those who go ahead with boldness and without deference will die, and I hasten to add, will lead others to their deaths as well. As you notice example of simplicity and humility in those who are in positions to lead, make every effort to emulate the same qualities in your own daily interactions. Do the Tao now. Choose a conversation in which you can practice the three treasures by using an economy of words. While attempting to make a point in conversation, for instance, stop yourself after a moment or so and use your talking time to listen. You'll be employing all three of Lao Tzu's treasures at one time. You'll have mercy for the person with whom you're conversing by being frugal with your words and humbly refusing to be ahead of or above your conversational partner. The 68th verse of the Tao Te Ching. Quote, "A good soldier is not violent. A good fighter is not angry. Good winners do not contend. Good employers serve their workers. The best leader follows the will of the people. All of them embody the virtue of non-competition. This is called the virtue of non-contending. This is called employing the power of others. This, since ancient times, has been known as the ultimate unity with heaven." Unquote. Living by cooperating. This verse of the Tao Te Ching asks you to reconsider what you think you have to do to be a winner. In the Western world, getting ahead most often implies having to be in a state of contention and competition. Basically, you must defeat the other guy by getting what you want before he does. Lao Tzu asks you to change this kind of thinking by embodying the virtue of non-competition, which can work for you even in a society where conquering and being number one are so highly valued. The Tao Te Ching teaches that all of the 10,000 things emerge from the same state of non-being. Here, there's only oneness, which implies complete collaboration, not competition. Who can there be to defeat if you see yourself in everyone? You'd be picking a fight with yourself. Lao Tzu asks that you follow his advice and choose to live by cooperating. Believe it or not, this can actually work to your advantage in athletic competitions. Rather than thinking of an opponent as an enemy and employing anger and mental and physical violence, remind yourself of Lao Tzu's words in the opening of this verse. A good soldier is not violent. A good fighter is not angry. Good winners do not contend. Instead, such individuals view their opponents as part of themselves and as crucial members of this dance of life. So rather than being angry and hateful toward opponents in a tennis match or a football game, see them as part of you that's working to help you achieve excellence. Without them, you couldn't improve, get a good workout, or even become victorious. Do as Lao Tzu advises and employ the powers of others to elevate yourself to the status of winner. That is, cooperate with your opponents by wanting them to play at a high level, the best they're capable of. Shift your focus from being upset or self-reproaching to the task at hand. See the ball, move the ball, or remain upright and balanced in a martial arts contest. When anger isn't a component, your game will go to a new level. And this is true off the athletic field as well. What you fight weakens you. What you cooperate with strengthens you. So change your thinking about competing to cooperating in all areas of your life, including your work. I practice this concept by thinking of every person whose purpose is to help improve the quality of life on our planet as being my partner on my team. I cannot conceive of anyone out there whom I'm in competition with for any external prize. If they sell more books than I do, I applaud their good fortune. In fact, I'll tell as many people as I can to buy their products. If they make more money, get more publicity, or reach more people, I celebrate by thinking, my teammate has helped me with my mission. When I play a close tennis match, I silently send love and encouragement to my opponent. When I'm less stressed, less angry, and less violent in my